We end today's program with final thoughts on the life and legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. from some of our recent guests, including businesswoman and BET co-founder Sheila Johnson.
I think the challenge today is that we have got to stop looking in the rearview mirror. Yes, it could be a day of service, but I think it should be a day in which we need to look within ourselves and learning to take responsibility for our actions. And I hope that through everything that I do, that I can somehow take that and be able to help others. I'm trying to do it now, but to be able to broaden that message.
Hi, this is Amy Chua, and Martin Luther King's dream, I guess for me, it's myself, my parents, and my children, three generations. My parents came here, Chinese immigrants, too poor to even afford heat their first two winters in Boston, and they made it on their own, despite the color of their skin, despite my mom not speaking any English. And I always had dreams. My father always gave me dreams. And I feel that I've been lucky enough in this country to realize them. And I married a Jewish man, so my kids are in two different cultures. And I hope that they can someday realize their dreams too, whatever they are.
I'm Tavis Smiley, and Dr. King's legacy to me is really about three things: justice for all, service to others, and a love that liberates.
That's commentator Tavis Smiley, author Amy Chua, and businesswoman and philanthropist Sheila Johnson sharing their thoughts on Martin Luther King Jr.'s life and legacy. And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.